Well, China's at it again. It's picking quarrels and provoking trouble. This time with India. Again. Welcome to China Uncensored, I'm Chris Chappell. It's been 5 years since the 2020 border clash between China and India that killed soldiers on both sides along the line of actual control, as opposed to the lines of fake control, which are all over Chinese maps. That really soured the relationship between China and India. After all, the two fought a war over this territory back in the 60s. But since then, things have slowly thawed out. Both countries reached a patrol deal along the disputed border and resumed high-level talks. India, for its part, also resumed issuing tourist visas to Chinese citizens and allowed direct flights between the two countries to resume. So it seems like things are going well between China and India. But of course, I'm making an episode, so you know something has gone wrong. It all started on November 21st this year, when a UK-based Indian woman was detained at Shanghai Pudong International Airport during what should have been a 3-hour layover for a trip to Japan. Only, by her account, the authorities kept her at the airport for 18 hours after singling her out while she was queuing up for the security gates. The reason? Her passport said she was from Arunachal Pradesh, an Indian state that borders China, India, Bhutan, and Myanmar, which China claims as its territory and calls it Zhangnan, or Southern Tibet, using those lines of fake control. The CCP really wants control over Arunachal Pradesh because it would give China strategic military leverage over India in the Himalayas. It's where Indian and Chinese troops have clashed multiple times in the past. Just for being born there, the Indian woman garnered unwanted attention from Chinese staff.
She went on to say, Arunachal, not India, China. Your visa not acceptable. Your basically passport is invalid.
It wasn't just one Chinese employee either. The Indian woman ended up with the entire Shanghai airport ganging up on her.
She wouldn't give me an explanation. She wouldn't let me go back into the queue. Said you cannot board the plane. Then other officials came. So I probably interacted with around 10 other immigration officers. When I tried to question them and ask them what was the issue, they said Arunachal is not part of India, very clearly. And they said, you should apply, and started mocking and laughing and saying things like, you should apply for Chinese passport. You're Chinese. You're not Indian.
This sounds like the least scientific 23andMe results of all time. All this despite the fact that the woman had traveled to 58 countries with the same passport, no problem. She's even transited through Shanghai before, as recently as last year, with no issue at all. And the Chinese embassy in London told her that she didn't need a visa to transit. Apparently not. It was only after Indian officials arrived after 18 hours of grueling back and forth inquiries that the woman managed to get out of the airport. Yes, 18 hours in an airport. China's always finding new and even more cruel ways to torture people. Fortunately, the Chinese government intervened and apologized, disciplined airport staff. I'm just kidding. They doubled down and denied any wrongdoing. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said, Zhangnan is China's territory. The Chinese side has never recognized the so-called Arunachal Pradesh illegally set up by India. Yeah, a communist complaining about seizing land illegally. Textbook case of the Pol Pot calling the kettle black. As for the Indian woman's treatment, Mao said, China's border inspection authorities carried out checks procedures in accordance with laws and regulations. The law enforcement was impartial and non-abusive. The lawful rights and interests of the person concerned were fully protected. No compulsory measures were taken on her, and there was no so-called detaining or harassing. Wait, you're calling an 18-hour delay at the airport non-abusive? I swear, delaying someone at an airport for more than 30 minutes should have been outlawed by the Geneva Convention. Nobody's buying China's excuses, especially not Indians. And I'm talking about actual Indians, not Native Americans, so that's not racist. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs told the public that the Indian government took up its complaints to Chinese officials in Beijing and New Delhi, and said Chinese authorities have still not been able to explain their actions, which are in violation of several conventions governing international air travel. The people of Arunachal Pradesh themselves are also pushing back on China's claims. And you can tell they're not Chinese since they're not complaining in Chinese. Including the woman who got screwed over by Shanghai Airport staff. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh condemned China. And so did the state's chief minister. On top of calling out China's actions as appalling, the minister also said Arunachal Pradesh is and will always be an integral part of India. Any insinuation otherwise is baseless and offensive. Appalling, baseless, offensive. Finding new ways to describe the CCP is single-handedly keeping thesauruses in business. The recent gaffe over the Shanghai Airport incident is just one of many ways China's been asserting sovereignty over Arunachal Pradesh. Since 2005, Beijing has been issuing stapled visas to people coming from Arunachal Pradesh to China and other sensitive sites to symbolically gain control over them, which in turn has caused a number of Indian athletes to miss out on tournaments. The CCP has also been making a lot of fuss whenever certain influential people travel to the region, such as the Dalai Lama, or India's then Vice President Naidu. On top of that, China has been renaming more and more places in Arunachal Pradesh, and drawing maps that put Arunachal Pradesh under Chinese control. They're like one step away from just licking everything in it and saying, there, you still want it? China's also built 90 villages along the Arunachal border that could have dual-use purposes to help the Chinese military and made upgrades to a nearby airbase. India is very well aware of the threat China poses, on account of everything I've mentioned in this episode in the past several years. Pay attention, people. Which is why Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Arunachal Frontier Highway, a two-lane track running parallel to the historic McMahon line separating India and China. He also inaugurated the Sela Tunnel, the world's longest bi-lane project. These things can help India move troops, weapons, and supplies quickly along the border with China. 5 years of silence and now both sides are beefing up their borders. Airport security are always the bad guys. But you know what could help Arunachal Pradesh even more? Japan. It's a funny coincidence that China detained an Indian woman on her way to Japan, now of all times. Because like India, Japan is also having its own fair share of Chinese bullying and territorial disputes. If you're starting to notice a pattern, how are you just starting to notice? Pay attention, people. As fellow Quad members, Japan and India could help each other make life more difficult for China, especially in Arunachal. Japan's already India's largest overseas development assistance donor. It's contributing to India's infrastructure development, including India's northeastern region. So, how about helping Arunachal? I'm not the only one thinking this. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu visited Japan earlier in October this year for high-level meetings to expand cultural and economic cooperation between India and Japan. I said before and I'll say it again, considering how many people they brought together, China should consider opening up a matchmaking business. Among those he met was Sankyo Frontier, a Japanese firm specializing in modular construction, including the kind of technology that could help infrastructure development in the Himalayas. China certainly wouldn't be happy if Japan were to do anything that improves India's supply chain logistics, especially in Arunachal Pradesh. But given China's own aggressive moves, I'd say it's at least worth it for Japan and India to consider working together to push back against their lines of fake control. If you like this kind of deep dive into what's really going on in China, you've got to subscribe to my premium website, ChinaUncensored.tv. That's where you'll see episodes and live streams we can't put on YouTube. Plus, you'll get access to our amazing chat community. Just click on this button. China Uncensored wouldn't exist if it weren't for your support. So this Christmas season, it would mean a lot to me if you would sign up. It's just the price of a bag of coffee. Once again, that's ChinaUncensored.tv. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching China Uncensored.